Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines on this Monday morning, 42 degrees in mid-Michigan, and talk with Brent Zettel, who is the president and CEO of the Prairie Plant Systems. It's easy for me to say, Brent. How are you?
I'm well, Tony, and yourself?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, what is the Prairie Plant Systems?
Well, generally, we are a plant-made pharmaceutical manufacturing company. We design plants to make therapeutic compounds or pharmaceuticals in them.
And tell me about the history of Prairie Plant.
Well, briefly, the history, we actually incorporated in 1988 with the idea that we wanted to diversify an agricultural economy by producing fruit trees. And eventually, as time progressed, we got more and more interested in the biotech sciences converging with pharmacy, and we saw a role for us to play in that. So we evolved the company over that period of time, including developing growth chambers and underground mines in Flin Flon, Manitoba.
And in talking about a big issue here in Michigan, it has been medical marijuana, and I know that your company is interested in growing this type of marijuana in some mines that are currently closed and not being used. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, it's more of a serendipitous history. We actually have a contract with the federal government of Canada to produce medical cannabis. We've had that since December of 2000. And it seemed to us that, given all the patient safety requirements and public safety issues that we've had to struggle with and deal with over the last 12 years, we thought that some of that rationale and some of that those types of things could be brought to a Michigan initiative. When the referendum came out in 2008, and we already had the mines, we've had that mine operating since 2003, because we saw that as a concept for doing plant-made pharmaceuticals. We just thought that it made a whole lot of sense once those two things came together, that the legislators and the people that are in the know might consider the fact that patient safety and public safety is an issue. It was kind of overlooked in the last round of legislation.
How big is medical marijuana usage in your business in the country of Canada?
Well, to give you a little comparison, right now, registered patients in the country of Canada, with about 30 million people, has 17,000 registered patients. Now, of course, in the state of Michigan, there is in the neighborhood of 163,000 registered patients and providers.
Have you received any resistance about entering this business here in Michigan, and more specifically in the UP?
Well, actually, the UP is embracing the notion because it's job creation, potentially. But, we are already in the middle of our own business plan. We're designing plants to make other compounds, and so we're just carrying about our normal business and our normal expansion. And so they're highly supportive of what we're attempting to do in the UP. Now, it's not only state regulatory approvals and legislation that's required for this thing to occur. There's also the federal side that we would have to be in compliance with, too.
How many jobs would this create?
Oh, he would be in the neighborhood of around 300 jobs we'd anticipate that would be created by this.
Brent, tell us about growing medical marijuana, cannabis, if you will, underground.
Well, as you know, Tony, I can't tell you everything.
Yeah. I don't want you to give your trade secrets, but as opposed to people who are, growing it outside or above ground, why in a mine? Why underground?
Well, the biggest thing is, see, when we started in the plant-made pharmaceutical business, the big buzzword then, no pun intended, was genetic isolation and having it separated from the environment. But along with that comes security, also comes biosecurity, so that you don't have bugs and diseases and molds and everything else growing on it. So the notion of growing it in a mine really helps to develop a system that makes it really clean and free of bugs. And then you can also grow it, pesticide-free, residue-free. And so all the discipline that you need to grow a plant underground can be put onto that plant, and then all it really has to do is grow and doesn't have to worry about all those other things. And then you don't have to worry about there being residues or, other nasty things on the plant material. And for people who are, immunocompromised or people who are suffering and infirmed, it's really important that the material be clean, because otherwise, as they're immunochallenged, those unclean plants or to make it difficult for them to ingest.
All right, there are seven steps to growing mined marijuana. You pick the best female seeds. The cuttings would be used for the first plant to clone all additional plants. Females can then grow without males. Only the buds would be used, and the buds are dried. They're tested for potency, and they are radiated to kill mold and bacteria.
That is correct. That's the process.
All right.
Now, only the females survive in the chamber that we have. It's a bad life for a male marijuana plant.
All right. Interesting stuff. It's actually a story that we're going to continue to follow. Brent Zettel is the president and CEO of Prairie Plant Systems. Thanks so much, sir.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony. Have a great day.